The Guardian.
The EU leaders are supposed to be discussing fuel and food, but in the background, I mean, can they really get away from this question of the Irish voting no to the reform treaty?
Well, they haven't completely got away from the main agenda. And when the summit got underway on Thursday night for the main formal session, yes, absolutely, they stuck to oil and food prices and what they might do about that. So still on course on that. But after the formal session, they broke for the usual Thursday evening summit dinner. And the main item on the agenda for the dinner, apart from the not particularly good food that they get in the miserable Justice Lipsius building, which hosts the European Council in Brussels, the main item on their dinner was what on earth are they going to do after voters in Ireland last Friday rejected in that referendum the Lisbon Treaty. Brian Cowan, the new Irish Prime Minister, obviously had to address the dinner. He had to explain why he think it went wrong, why he thinks he lost the vote, and what might he do about it. And essentially, he said to his fellow EU leaders, please can you give me time? Please can you give me time to assess why we lost the vote? And please can you give me time to work out what steps we might take? And I think what we'll be finding is at the next European summit, which will be in October, which will be an informal summit, which means that it's slightly different status to this one, which is a formal summit. I think Nicolas Sarkozy, the French president, who will host that, because by then France will hold the rotating presidency, by then I think EU leaders will be looking for a little more certainty from the Irish.
Are Brian Cowan's fellow EU leaders keen to get on with implementing the reforms with or without Ireland?
Well, there are divisions on what should happen in the medium to long term. In the short term, as in what do we do now between now and October, there is agreement amongst the 27 leaders, which is that Ireland needs space to work out what went wrong, needs space about what to do. When you get to October and the end of the year and the next formal summit, which will be in Brussels in December, then you do find that European leaders do differ. It's interesting that Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, she told the Bundestag on Thursday that she is keen for the ratification process to press ahead. Nicolas Sarkozy is keen also for the ratification to press ahead. Britain, which is top of the EU class because Britain ratified the treaty as Gordon Brown arrived in Paris for lunch with President Sarkozy on Thursday, Britain is more concerned to sort of listen to the Irish and to say they've got problems and we need to give them time and space. So at the moment, they're agreed on what to do for the short term. But in the medium to long term, then I think you will find differences if the Irish say, look, we can't put this treaty to our voters again.
And are there also differences among EU leaders over how to deal with rising food and fuel prices?
That is a very, very tricky issue, but and certainly Gordon Brown believes that he can play quite a significant role on that because he's going to Jeddah on Sunday for this meeting with the Saudis, a summit there, and he hopes to be able to take a European consensus there. I think there's agreement at the moment that there is a real problem. There is an agreement rising food and oil prices are having quite an inflationary impact, as we're finding certainly in the UK. In terms of where we go in the long term, medium to long term, I think there will be differences. As The Guardian reported on Thursday, we've got the Gallagher review coming out, which next week is saying that biofuels are to blame. The new EU target, which says that a certain amount of petrol has to be provided by biofuels, that is having an impact on prices. We are not very keen on pressing ahead with increased EU targets on biofuels. Other EU leaders believe that we do need to press ahead with it. So yes, I think there will be differences in the future on that.
Nick Watt, many thanks. For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.